Hey, this is Brennan Cruz with the BP Cruz Company here in Marion, Kentucky. For all your small delivery needs, whether it be rock, landscape rock, mulch, topsoil, or sand, give us a call at 270-704-5296. That's the BP Cruz Company, Marion, Kentucky.
Well, good Thursday morning, and that message there brought to you by Brennan Cruz of the BP Cruz Company. Of course, Brennan Cruz may be better known as one of the members of Cutter and Cash in the Kentucky Grass. And those local entertainers produce the twice a year Old Kentucky Hayride musical event here in Marion, Kentucky. And one is just around the corner, May 16th on Saturday evening. Doors will open at 7 p.m. Now, that's going to be at a new location. It will be at the Crittenden County Elementary School. Typically, it's been out at Foes Hall. They're expecting a bigger crowd this time, and couldn't get the venue booked at the right time, I think, and some other issues. And now they're going to move this out to the elementary school in the auditorium, gymnasium, lunchroom, whatever you call it. It's plenty big. They're expecting a couple of thousand people, if not more. And it's going to feature Jamie Frizzell, who's a very popular country music artist, and some other folks tied to the Grand Ole Opry and the country music profession. So big show coming up May 16th by Cutter and Cash in the Kentucky Grass, their Old Kentucky Hayride here in Marion, Kentucky. All right, so buckle up. We have a number of things to get to this morning, and I'll begin with the Marion Cemetery Association. That group will meet 9 a.m. Saturday morning at Henry & Henry Monuments Company. Now, that's the group that oversees the operation and maintenance of Mapleview Cemetery and the Old City Cemetery there at the corner of Moore and Gum Street, which were many of the founding fathers of Marion, Kentucky, are laid to rest. The school board had a meeting a few nights back and discussed a number of interesting items. They gave superintendent a new contract and discussed having to buy an SUV, a large vehicle to transport students, because so many bridges are out in the county that they can't take buses across those bridges that have lower weight limits. I shouldn't say they're out. There are a few out, but a number of them have been reduced down to about 3 tons, and a school bus just cannot legally cross that. So they're having to transport kids, move them around to get them to school and maybe even to a bus stop. I don't know. It's just quite a mess, the logistics that they're having to deal with on this. So they're going to spend up to about $40,000 to try to find an SUV, because there was a crash with a deer that involved one of their other smaller board type vehicle, the vehicles that they use to transport kids like this. They call them board vehicles. It was a Suburban, I think, is the one that crashed, or may have been the van. They have two or three of them, but they're going to have to buy another one nonetheless. Just again, logistically, it's problematic with all these bridges in the condition they're in. The school board also discussed starting an e-sports program. Now, what that is gamers. You know, these folks that have, back in the day, it was Atari. Now, I'm not even sure what all these brands are, but I know my son plays these games quite a bit, and he's in his, early 20s. It's pretty popular, even among young adults, but it will be structured, if they can pull this off, much like traditional sports. There is postseason competition, leagues, and there's some details to work out. The Kentucky High School Athletic Association does recognize esports, and there are a number of schools around the area that are participating in it, and it's growing, fast-growing sport. Brenda Underdown's column this week, you'll want to read that in the Crittenden Press. She delves into some of the Civil War military campaigns that took place here in Crittenden County, most notably out around Bell's Mines. There was a little conflict out there. And then at Weston, on the hill at Weston, I don't know, 20, 25 or 30 years ago, a group put together an effort to clean up that Weston Bluff. And there's a marker up there now to recognize that that was a location of a skirmish that occurred here. And Nathan Bedford Forrest was also involved in some raids in this area. Mostly it was the Union soldiers coming down from Illinois that raided the area. You know, there was a lot of pillaging that went on during the Civil War as they tried to feed their troops. And a lot of the areas like Crittenden County that may not have seen any major battles but were still very much part of what was going on. So read Brenda's column. Pretty interesting. There's a big estate sale coming up this weekend, an estate of Ann Greenwell. Of course, you remember Ann's husband, Bill. Bill was the county attorney. He was Commonwealth's attorney here for many years. Anyway, it's a very unique property, 27 acres inside the city limits. It's out near the Victory Gardens, the park area. But that auction's coming up, home and 27 acres and personal property. That will be on May 9th. And congratulations goes out to Grayson Congeni. He was the Launchpad's athlete of the week this week. Of course, Launchpad is located there on Sturgis Road, where you can get hitting instruction, other pitching instruction. There's all kinds of things that go on in there, sports-specific type training. Check it out, the Launchpad in Marion, Kentucky.
H&H Home and Hardware has two locations to serve you better. Its original location is on Sturgis Road in Marion, and its newer location in Sturgis. The name actually says it all. H&H Home and Hardware has everything you need, from plumbing and electrical supplies to lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, pool supplies, steel power equipment, and service, plus so much more for inside the home and out. H&H Home and Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Well, another feature that we have in the Crittenden Press every week is our Throwback Thursday column. It's typically on page 4. Sometimes we have to move it around, but you need to check that out. There's some really neat stuff in there. This week, I found particular interest in one of the postings. It was 25 years ago, the students that were involved in the STLP program, the Student Technology and Leadership, and these were some Crittenden County Elementary School students, and they entered the Explore a Vision competition, and the students, very recognizable names here: Allie Shoecraft, Kristen Dryhart, Whitney Green, Marcus George, Jacob McMicken, Ricky Hackney, and Aaron Hart, and they were pictured in the press with their advisors, Darrell Henley and Carol Harrison. So check that feature out. It's pretty cool. It's always in the Crittenden Press. If you want to subscribe to the press, you can get it digitally, $32 a year. You can't beat that, and that gets you access to all of the archives back to the 1800s. Big story in the press this week about some of those archives, the actual handheld versions, the old hardbound volumes, and what we're doing with those. Cutter Singleton's involved in this. The FFA's involved in this article. So grab your Crittenden Press this week or subscribe to the digital edition. Comes to your mailbox every Wednesday. Some things coming up here. Line dancing, 9:30 a.m. today. Now that will be at the Crittenden County Senior Center there across from Foes Hall. Friday, tomorrow, April 24th, food distribution will be 8 a.m. until noon at the Crittenden County Food Bank, and that is located there as well on Walker Street. And then on Saturday, the Hooks and Needles Quilt Show will be held at Crittenden County Public Library, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. a.m. And then on Monday, your genealogy club here in Crittenden County will meet at 3:30 p.m. at the Ben E. Clement Mineral Museum. We're going to take another short break and be right back with more news and sports.
Since the mid-1960s, Miles LP Gas has been meeting the area's propane needs. For pricing, call 866-427-5469 or visit mileslpgas.com.
Well, it's that time of year again. You need to get ready for Hurricane Camp. Any of you youngsters that are interested in participating in that annual event, it's been going on 130 some odd years, maybe over 140 now. I can't remember the exact date that started off the top of my head right now, but Hurricane Camp, it's coming soon in June. And the registration form is in this week's newspaper. So they only have about 70 spots. So if you're interested in your child being involved in that, you need to get them signed up right away down at Hurricane Camp. And they also have that camp meeting as well, the nightly services, revival type services there in the tabernacles. Well, it's official. Marion and Crittenden County local governments are going to join forces and have a spring cleanup day. You may call it free dump day. That's what some folks call it. So after some discussion and there was even some talk about not having it because of cost, but they are pooling their resources, and that will be held May 1st from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and on May 2nd from 8 a.m. until noon. Now, there's some specific things you have to do if you want to go dump there. You'll need to get a voucher. All that information's in the Crittenden Press, how you go about doing that. They will be taking old tires as well, but you can't leave anything there without a voucher. So again, see your Crittenden Press. It's on the front page this week. It explains how you go about getting your own voucher. Crittenden County FFA corn test plot was planted April 14th there across from Par 4 Plastics. A lot of local folks were involved in that. Larry Duvall, former FFA advisor and the chairman of the Alumni Association. And then, you know, a lot of the agriculture product distributors from this area. Talon Polk, I know he was out there. And also planning that every year is Jamie Hunt. He puts that out for the FFA alumni. So article in the Crittenden Press this week tells all about that annual ritual that they do. And speaking of the local FFA, they've announced that they're new officers for the coming year. And they are Cash Singleton is the vice president, and Presley Potter is the president of the Crittenden County FFA. Abigail Korsenborn was named secretary, and Maddie Watson is treasurer. Emery Orr is the reporter, and Cameron McGoldrick is sentinel. More information about those FFA board members can be found in your Crittenden Press. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with sports.
Wright Temp Heating and Air is proud to be part of the Marion business community. Wright Temp and its owners Ira and Chastity Hancock is excited to have its staff now located in Marion in the former Belt Realty Building at 411 South Main Street. You can expect the same reliable service from Wright Temp as you have in years past. For sales, service, and installation, call today for all your heating and air needs, 270-965-5443.
In local outdoors, it's turkey season, and so far so good. I'm hearing a lot of good reports. The harvest is up after some really low numbers over the last few years, so there's some excitement around the turkey woods right now. We'll keep an eye on that and report on it in the Crittenden Press. Some things you'll want to know is that this turkey season ends on May 10th, and then you've got coming up May 16th through June 19th, the squirrel season. They call that the mulberry season here in the spring. Always have your tick spray during that season. They should call it the tick season instead of the mulberry season. Bullfrog season opens May 16th, and then that runs through the end of October. But again, right now is a good time to be outdoors. It's very pleasant out there. But I would recommend having your insect spray with you, even right now. Basketball. Crittenden County Basketball Awards were passed out recently, and we have a picture of the winners in the Crittenden Press this week. And among those honored was Braden Poindexter. He was the most valuable player for the season that just concluded in early March. And you can read all of the players who were honored. Mr. Clutch, the Rising Star, Senior Awards, Team Spirit Awards, a whole bunch of them. That's all in this week's Crittenden Press. In local softball action, the Lady Rockets took Livingston Central, one of the top teams in the state of Kentucky. They're ranked, seven or eight, somewhere around there right now. And the Lady Rockets took them to the bottom of the seventh before giving in. Crittenden County got beat 3-2 on a walk-off single there in the last inning of the ball game. Now, the girls will be at Caldwell County tonight for a softball game, a doubleheader, varsity and JV, and then varsity-only action over the weekend. They'll hit the road for a ball game at McLean County on Friday night, and then from there they go straight to Owensboro, where they will play Owensboro Senior High School and Bowling Green on Saturday. Baseball action, the Rockets have lost four straight, but they're still playing some pretty good baseball. Their defeats early this week against Webster County and Henderson County dropped the record to 5-10. Now they'll be back in action tonight, way down in Hickman County. That's a long haul down there for a Thursday night. Far west Kentucky on the Mississippi River down in Hickman County. And that is just the start of long road trips for the Rocket boys, too. Girls on the road and boys are on the road. Friday, they'll baseball team will be over at Hopkins Central, and then on Saturday they will be playing Hart County and Ohio County. That will be over at Ohio County's where those two games will play. So it's a doubleheader for the Rockets on Saturday. Then I think boys and girls are both off on Monday. Also in local sports, the Crittenden County and Livingston Central track teams were in action last weekend at Paducah Tillman in a big meet. Livingston Central's Taylan Sanchez was a big winner. He won a couple of races. And Crittenden County's Grayson Hall had a win in the discus with a throw of 120 feet and 7 inches. That's a pretty good toss. He was also fourth in the shot put. In distance running, River Rogers finished second in the 800 meters, and CJ Nelson placed second in the 1600 meters. Aiden Musser, he was fourth in the 800. And then in some other events, field events, Trey Taylor earned second place in the long jump and tied for sixth in the high jump. Noah Byford was third in triple jump. On the girls' side, Presley Potter was second in the high jump, and Susanna Suggs fifth in long jump. You can see all of the Crittenden County track and field results from that meet in your Crittenden Press. And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. Hope you've enjoyed the information, and we will be back on Monday morning, bright and early. Have a good weekend. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.